Blog Talk Radio.
I was shooting a game of 8-ball with the devil one day down at the VFW. He said, I could bring your true love back if you'd care to play. I said, but if I lose, what do I owe you? Only your soul. Said you won't owe me nothing but your soul. So I said, rack 'em, scratch, you see, I ain't got nothing to lose. He grinned and shoved the quarters in the slide. He said, come on,
got to fight for your life. Right? Hey, where is that song? This is by Vomit, Fight for Your Life. Welcome. Is your day treating you so far, Doug?
Oh, it's great. I'm just having a cup of tea and a cookie, and I'm not surprised because you said you might call me, and I'm surprised that you did call me, but I'm not surprised. So I was just opening a package that I had opened many, many years before. And this package had been sent to me by a guy called Tom Chartier.
Does that ring a... Buster Swallen of the Rotters.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He sent me a package May 10th, 1990.
Okay.
From Japan.
Nice.
And in it he talks about the Rotters and everything, and I dug this out today to ask you. I'm going to mail it to you. It's an LP that was put out in Japan when they were there and recorded on a cassette. It sounds great. It sounds marvelous. It's a wonderful punk album. I'm going to ask you to get in touch with Festa and say, we would like to put it in our downloading file up and put this record out there for everybody to hear of Festa Swollen live in Japan.
Oh, you know, I just talked to him yesterday or the day before, and I will definitely bring it up. Yeah, he never really talks much about his time in Japan, and you know, the one guy in the band stayed there, and he's still there, and they brought us in the Span 69.
Span 69, yeah. They introduced
tour.
Us. Yeah, they are a wonderful part of our family. I love them dearly, and I love them dearly, and I've always had an open heart to them. And so this package, which is dated May 10th, 1990, I keep opening it up and saying, why do I like this so much? And I realize, because I want to share it with the rest of the world.
Yes.
And so he sent me this album. It's a really great album. and it sounds like a live recording in your living room. It's just the kind of sound, a blurry sound with friends, and like having a couple of beers and having some friends over and having a bash in your own living room. It really sounds real. So I would love to put it out. I'd love to have us feature it and put it all over the place. And so you go ask him.
I
just tell him, hey, I love you, mate. So, okay, what do we want to talk about today? Do you want to talk about something I invented?
Well, you know, I just preserved the original with help with Johnny V from Social Spit. We just preserved the last copy of the Mystic Radio Presents covers. We mutilate your favorite songs.
You're funny. Well, I invented the compilation not by accident, but by design. The disc jockeys in the 60s, or the 50s actually, were complaining they never had a chance to even have a drink, a cigarette, or a kiss from the girlfriend. They didn't have time for anything because they were playing 2-minute records. And all the radio stations now wanted 2-minute records. So now you have an engineer and a disc jockey, and he's mouthing off things in between while the engineer is pushing these little sticks of they were cassettes to us, but they were commercials to the disc jockey.
Right.
And he tried to get 2 of those in, 2 1-minutes, and talking, and then he would play another couple of songs. And so I, having been all over the country and at all different hours at radio stations, and I watched this struggle going on.
Right.
First of all, there was a big problem in a black radio show in Norfolk, Virginia, WNOR, Norfolk, a black radio station, with Jack Holmes. Jack Holmes had to go to the bathroom every, I don't know, half an hour. He really had to go. And
anyway.
So he didn't want to go pissing in he didn't want to go pissing in a bucket all the time, and he had people visiting. So he would put a gospel record on and run down the hall, go to the bathroom, come back, and the gospel record would be playing, and he'd say to me, I wish I had something I could play longer, because all the records are only 2 minutes. So on the train back to New York, I'm thinking, I ought to put all my records on one, then he can have 20 minutes. So I put together a compilation called Herald the Beat, and it's got a picture of a herald on the front, and all the million sellers which I had, which was like Tonight Tonight by the Mellow Kings. They were a million seller. In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins, sold 3.25 million. Walking with Mr. Lee Allen is a million. Then there's with Billy Miles. And to cop it off, Get a Job by the Silhouettes. So I put all my hits in one record. And disc jockeys all went crazy. They could have half an hour with their girlfriend.
Yeah, it's a really good album, too, and don't forget the Righteous Brothers, you know.
Oh, yes.
There's actually
a picture
of that album cover on the Mystic website, and the first time I ever went to the Mystic website, I thought, who's this guy in an elf suit blowing the...
he was a British, a British bugler. He was a herald. He was a British herald who used to call out the news every hour. They'd come out and go do 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 do, and here's the latest news. And that's how they people got the news. Every hour they would listen to the bugler. So I decided that was the way to launch the, and everybody laughed at me and said, "Oh, you're fool, you're foolish. You don't put more than one hit record on either side of an LP, then you can sell 10 more songs." Well, I had 12 million sellers on one LP, and the happiest bunch of disc jockeys, they all called me up and said, we take 20 minutes to half an hour. I had lunch with or dinner with the girlfriend and this and a couple of beers. This is the most wonderful thing you ever did. Well, then a disc jockey called me from Los Angeles. Forget the name of the guy, and he said, "Look, Doug, I want to put out one for my album, and all I'll do is run 500 copies. I want to copy your record." I said, "Go ahead, go on." Then what did he do? He put out 10 different versions of my record and called them oldies but goodies and made $1 million. There you are, that's another story. That's the beginning of the how I launched my million selling album idea.
You know, a lot of your friends are millionaires, and I've met a couple of them, like Richie Godreau and Bobby Feldman and
Bobby.
You know, and you know, they all say Doug Moody should have been a millionaire.
I was. No, you got to understand. It is a blessing when you get a million-selling record. I have had 3 million-selling records in the top 10, and I was broke. You go broke for a year because when you get a million-selling record, you have to press a million records.
Right.
That means
you've got... Yeah, but the price was a lot less then, too. It was only 25 cents a record. Today, it's
You have to press a million records and it takes you 2 years to recover from a million-selling record. I was always broke. I was always calling up.
What do you mean was? We're still always broke.
Yeah, but they're having more fun now than we were because, I love Fester Swollen. But some of the remarks he's got
on this. Well, give him a shout-out. He might be listening. Love you,
Fester. Well. Yeah, he's wonderful. Anyway, so what else do you want to talk about?
Let Us Eat Cake by Potbelly. Here you go. 1 minute and 48 seconds. embraces Potbelly as one of our new artists that joined on our apocalyptic LP out there on downloading. Can't miss the guy with the pile of toilet, the zombie guy with the pile of toilet paper standing behind him. Okay, so we also, like I was saying in the beginning, just got done with the new version of covers, and some of the old and some of the new. Some of the old ones were cut because they sucked.
We had trouble with some of the bands in the beginning. They bootlegged us, like Bob of Aggression.
What do you mean did?
Bob thought he had the right to go and sell our records to a different record company. And we've had very, very vivid descriptions of each other. What happened was I decided that I would honor the thievery of those groups who steal from Mystic. I would honor them. So I have put Aggression off Mystic Records, and we have put it on a label called Bootleg. No, that's the Nardcore town, the town of Nardcore. We made the town Nardcore, Oxnard Hardware, because the guys could not lose their jobs. They said, we can't go to Arizona, we can't go overnight anywhere.
That's not the subject of the covers album.
And no, this is how it happened.
We don't care about Tony on the forklift and having to pay for his wife.
Okay, all right, fine. I won't talk about the bad guys. I'll talk about the good guys.
There you go. Yeah.
We want to honor the groups that worked with us, like Copulation, all about those rotten policemen that wouldn't let you have a beer because you weren't 18 or 21. And
exactly.
And who stopped you having shows in your family garage. You put the car out on the street and cleaned the garage and got 20 people to come to a punk show in your own garage, and then the police would close you down. So we put out Copulation, a tribute to police interfering with happiness.
There's a lot of people who are burning police stations right now, so we don't want to go there right now, Doug, but we're promoting the new covers album that starts off with Social Spit's version of Burn, and I'm telling you it blows Dr. No away so bad. I teased him and said they ought to go on the road and call themselves No.
Yeah, well, there are some groups that stayed with us all the terrible journey, like Social Spit, never wavered, always with us. Not the whimsical people like Battalion of Saints, who we really helped make big, and who've done nothing but deride us. And so
would you like to hear the track list for the new covers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the bands that have stuck with us, like Don't Know, been with us 30 years, and they're not big names, but they are part of Mystic, and we love you dearly.
That's right, and you know Don't Know is definitely on this new track list. So the first song is Burn by Social Spit. The second one is All Twisted, the Hymen Blasters. Third one is No Survivors, and that's by Bomb Squad, Dave Ramsey, that used to play with Mish up there in Oregon. Saint Mary by the Fornicators, Feline by the False Confessions. Some of them aren't cover songs. Feline is not a cover song, but it's a beautiful song, and it fits right in there with Burn and All Twisted. And then we have Chinese Rocks. That's one of the original songs that we brought up to Code, RKL, Think Positive. And then Remember Cheap Trick, Hello There, Are You Ready to Rock? We got a punk rock rendition of Hello There with Bomb Squad as well. And Don't Know, their song cover, or their song Fallen from Grace. And then I took Love Canal's original song out because it sucked, and I put in Elevator to Hell. And I spoke with, what's his name, guitar player from Love Canal, Eric, and I asked him to give me, you know, the original song in a better quality, but he never got back to me. Then is Violence with, remember, Mish, Sado Nation. Sunshine of Your Love. Crucifixion, that's one of the originals. Crucifixion. I put on These Boots, you know, These Boots Are Made for Walking, Nancy Sinatra song. Government Issue did that one. We've got Iron Man by NOFX. And let me see. Iron Man. Oh, I can't forget the Flower Leopards with Jumpin' Jack Flash. And Steppenwolf's cover, another one done by Fatal Error. This is a live track, Not Your Stepping Stone. Stukas Over Bedrock with Car God. And Black Swan, 100 Bottles of Beer, that's Swa. And Kill Me Now, it's a new one by Red Pills. So what do you think of the track list?
I think you have done a incredible job. And as a matter of fact, I just want to thank you. For the past 10 years, you have rebuilt Mystic. You have put up with a lot of shit from me because I haven't got patience, and I'm the worst punk of all.
Well, you're a 90-year-old punk, so, you know, you've almost
92,
made it a century.
92. I'm 2 years into my 100. 2 years closer.
And we're going to celebrate your 100th birthday right here.
Oh, you bet you are. You bet you are. You're going to give me some good old-fashioned English beer and hot dogs. Beer and hot dogs.
There you go. And Kazi Barkin.
Oh, yeah. Kaz used to keep us company, and he frequently barked on records. And you remember Adam Bomb, the disc jockey?
Oh, yeah. I met him at Cobraside when
Trust
was playing.
Well, when we put an endless loop on one of the 40 bands, we put out three records with 40 bands on each record. That's put out by Mystic Radio. Your contribution to the endless growing list of songs. And anyway, I just want to thank you for the past 8 years, or is it, or 10 years? Are we 10 years
ten
yet?
Going on, it's 10 years, honey, going on 11.
Oh, okay. Well, then I've had
12. Well,
I've had to put up with 10 years of you, and it's been a blessing.
And you know what? That's not easy to do, because sometimes...
Oh, I don't do easy. I don't do easy. I choose the hard way and the noisy way. And Mystic is here to make a sound, to make a noise, to make people realize you have a right to speak up. You have a right to change things. You have a right to be a punk. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know when those funny girls used to get to dancing too close to me and sticking out their tongues and shit, my elbow would... I would look the other way and do the punk thing. Oh, my elbow would go up right into their gut.
All right. What are we playing? What do you got?
Well, you know, I tried to put on Lust Bust in honor of all the bullshit going on in Los Angeles. So here, let's do Crankshaft's new License to Kill.
And have you got Play by the Rules?
Yeah, I already played it.
Oh, you do?
Let's kill, let's kill. LAPD has a license to kill. You got a badge, you got a gun, you can kill at free will, and you kill every day for a thrill. Every day for a thrill.
You know, I never did go into the Mystic Studios when I worked at the Café de Grand. I never had the pleasure, but...
you were always welcome.
Well, I was busy working, you know. And,
I know. I know.
I did get down to the recording studio. It's really boring, though. When you go in to the studio and the bands are playing, I mean, they stop every Tuesday. I mean, it's an all-night thing, you know. And from what I hear, you really had your act together because the bands would step up, you'd have your equipment ready to go, they'd play, bam, and then the next one would step up, you know. And, you know, I've been in the studio with other people before, and it's so freaking boring. It's like every 2 seconds, stop, go fix the equipment, do-do-do-do-do-do. It's like hours later, you're like so bored, you got to go find something fun to do, like at the 01 or something.
Well, recording can be fun, can be wonderful. I frequently went all night recording, trying to get things done. And
sure.
A lot of the time, I went back to the old-fashioned way of recording on a two-track tape machine, already mixed, already finished. And as you played, you were making your own master. So I frequently made most of those 40 bands 1 minute. They were 10-minute recordings.
Yeah.
And I used to not pressure the groups, but I wanted it normal and sounding like they were in their own garage or doing things. I didn't want to overplay our hand and tune the drums. Drummers in those days never knew they had to tune the drums to the bass. The bass drum and the had to be in tune. Well, when NoFX came in, you should have heard the drum and you should have heard the bass. They're miles apart, so I decided I would record them as they were and not disturb them. So even though the first recordings of that band, what?
NoFX, Fat Mike.
No, I did not intimidate the bed drummer. So we recorded them. And there is a big difference between recording that kind of group and recording a professional group that has traveled and been on the road and made a million seller. They've learned their job. And the original NoFX is exactly the way it sounded in their own garage. That's the way I recorded it. And
yeah.
So
it's
we
very
preserve.
Popular too. People like it.
Yeah, they do because it's real. And it's not first class, and it's not million-dollar recording, but
it's real, and it's still
many people tell me it's still their favorite NoFX recording because it sounds like NoFX.
Exactly, and you know another person who is real is Tex. And she's working on a project with me, and
yeah.
here's one of her songs off of one of your albums, Your Confirmation.
Lock me up and throw away the key. They tried to catch a very soul in me. Through the mountains like a wild horse, crap kissed my feet while the stars shared my course, and I dropped from the lakes of forbidden mystery. But I'm not running.
Project. We're not going to say what it is right now, but it's coming along quite well. And, you know, we actually have a new artist. I would like to play you one of their songs. The band is called Middle Disaster, and the song is Sweet Cherry. Are you ready for some Sweet Cherry, Doug?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Lay it on me.
There's some still out there.
We'll be right back.
head the bands and do such a wonderful job. We have quite a few lead girls holding up the bands, and I want to give a shout out to the ladies.
Girls.
I bet that reminds you of a day in the studio, Doug.
Yep.
Dougie style. Girls, girls, girls.
Yep.
So I'm curious. Curious minds just want to know what went on in Mystic when you were recording Dougie style.
Doggy style?
Yeah, White Flag, Doggy Style, all those guys, you know, they had some really good songs back in the day, you know?
Well, Mystic was set up as a first-class recording studio to capture the new sound that was creeping through Southern California. After that band were... The drummer from Dr. No took off with them. You remember the band from England, Scotland?
Yeah, he went to Exploited.
Yeah, when Exploited came through, the bands were playing sort of more pop style than punk.
Right.
And it was amazing, within a month of having played two or three shows, every band wanted to sound like that band from Scotland. And
I
got the idea of, while everybody was jumping on this sound, this feel, this punk music, that this was the time to record. So I stopped everything and just recorded night and day and poured money into this project, and you have the result of those endeavors. Five engineers working day and night, and we've got Mystic Records to show today.
40 years of Mystic Records.
Yeah.
Can you
Actually, 50 years with me, because I came over in 1953 and started launching Black People.
And everybody thinks your birthday's in January, because you put down your American the day that you became a citizen.
Yeah.
My birthday. And you lose 30 years.
Well, I can afford to give it.
So you're not 92, you're 62. Will you still
That is 62 American years. I'm a born-again American.
There you go. Right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who helps me get there? You do.
Well, you know, we started working together back in the 80s. I mean, you were bringing the bands here, and they'd stumble across the street, and I'd put them on stage. So,
I started Mystic Punk in 1971.
Well, the cafe wasn't open then, but...
But I started 1971, started recording, and one of the first bands that Cosgrove barked at was Hey Taxi. And they became the Minutemen.
They did, with George Hurley on drums. I've seen pictures of inside the Mystic studio with all the graffiti on the wall and and RKL.
Yeah.
And those are actual drawings that those guys did while they were, you know, waiting to record. It's really cool.
Yeah, well.
I like all that graffiti.
So the whole of Mystic is photographed. I photographed it. We've got it documented. The things which I saved from the original studio are the 10-cent Coca-Cola machine. I got that in my living room. The jukebox.
That was originally in Mystic Studio, and I've seen that too. That's in that was in the studio too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the jukebox was I didn't manage to save a couple of the games. The kids wanted those when we tore down the studio. But I've got mostly everything. In the dartboard. I've got the dartboard from Mystic Studio. But
and you've got that pinball machine stacked with super.
Oh, I got the pinball machine, the cowboy pinball machine, yeah. We're going to have that up and running one of these days. We're going to have a Mystic Studio right in my living room.
Yeah, well, the neighbors would complain, but anyway, you know.
I saved the four-track cassette recorder from those days, and it's irreplaceable because now we can do a recording of a band, providing it's not too overwhelming, and provided they're not having amplified drums, you know.
That's what makes my Quonset Hut garage so perfect to perform in when the Schadenfreuders came here. And performed 4th of July, and it's the barrel ceiling. And as a kid growing up playing the organ, our living room had a barrel ceiling. And, man, I could get on those bass pedals and rock my mom's china. She used to get so angry at me. But, I mean, people would actually sit outside and listen to me practicing. I practiced every day. I just loved to. You know, I couldn't get enough of it. You know,
when are you gonna go back to it and record Happy Organ for me?
Anytime you want. I got an organ in my garage that needs a little bit of work, but if you bring me that upright piano, I can play piano even better than play piano.
So you wanna make a happy piano?
Yeah, it's Molly and me, and baby makes three.
Oh, I want to be happy, but I can't be happy unless I make you happy, too.
Happy, too.
Uh-huh. All right, what are we doing now? What are we playing?
How about Play by the Rules?
Oh, I love it. I love that song.
I was shooting a game of 8-ball with the devil one day down at the VFW.
We were there too, Doug.
He said, I could bring your true love back if you'd care to play. I said, but if I lose, what do I owe you? Only your soul. Only your soul. He said, you won't owe me nothing but your soul. I said, rack 'em, scratch, you see, I ain't got nothing to lose. He grinned and shoved the quarters in the slide. He said, come on, boy.
are the rules?
By Arthur Culbertson. Dirk and the Gang. They are our newest single coming up soon on Horseshoe Records, our country label.
Well, I used to go into the mountains and record hillbillies, and I love that kind of song, that kind of music. That gets me and takes me back to when I first came to America and I wanted to find music. I went looking for Indians, and they don't have any music. And then I found up in West Virginia, right up in the mountains, I found a place where they sang and danced, and it was incredible. And then you've reunited me with that old famous sound.
It makes you want to get up and dance. It makes you happy. That's the key to life, is being happy, to find what makes you happy. All the violence and destruction in the world, I'm just so tired of hearing about it. Let's go for some love and some peace and some happiness.
Okay,
people,
ready?
You ready?
Okay, here I go. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy unless I make you
happy
too.
All right, love. Well, that's the end of the show, and we're glad to have you on, and we'll see you next time with more stories from Doug and Candy at Mystic Records. Bye, y'all, and don't you forget to party or go home.
Party or go home!
Party or go home.
Bye.
Bye, Doug.